more on gas when you buy specially marked items. I'm Keanda Roth on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you, Candy. Good morning, everybody. 8:41 with Mike and Casey, and he's now the host of The Biggest Loser. Bob Harper's in New York. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Terrific. You know, my wife is a big Biggest Loser fan. She said, tell Bob I love it that now he's the host. So you got thumbs up from the wife.
I'm glad that I got thumbs up from the wife. I've had a really good time doing it this season.
Excellent. So it's tonight, right? What should we look forward to?
Yeah, tonight's going to be a really good show. Not only do we have these huge challenges, like we brought in some guys that worked on Survivor, but we're also doing these group therapy sessions with our people, and they're like telling their stories, and they're so inspirational, and they're powerful, and they're thought-provoking. I think that any time people get their stories to be heard, not only is it cathartic for them, but it's so helpful to anyone listening.
We're talking with Bob Harper, who's the host now of The Biggest Loser. What was that like after so many years as a trainer on the show to become the face of the show, if you will?
Yeah, I've been on the show since the very beginning, since season one. Now it's season 17. They asked me to be the host, and I was really excited about it because it was a completely different skill set to work with. And I had a lot of fun. It was very challenging, but I got to tell you, it was great.
I would think you'd have to be part trainer and part therapist because this show gets pretty emotional.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you're a therapist, you're a trainer, you're a nutritionist. You're a husband, a wife, a best friend. I mean, a worst enemy at times. I mean, you know, it's like you run the gamut.
We're talking with Bob Harper, The Biggest Loser. Let me ask you what it's like, because I've read some stories about the behind the scenes. Is it as grueling and as potentially dangerous for some of these contestants as people make out?
Well, I think what's really dangerous is the lifestyle that so many of our contestants had before they came on to the show. I mean, they were killing themselves with the food that they were consuming. I mean, these guys were coming in type 2 diabetic, high blood pressure. I mean, you name it. Their illnesses were medically proven. And what we saw was as soon as they started cutting out all the crap that they were eating, and as soon as they started moving around and being more active, all of their numbers changed for the better with the medical reports. So is it challenging and grueling? Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's like you do not come onto our show and think that it's going to be an easy ride. It's not going to be an easy ride. But I really have hope and beliefs that, you know, we are doing our part to help not only the contestants that come onto our show, but also help and inspire the viewers, too.
Oh, you are absolutely inspiring an awful lot of people. I want to know this from the folks who are on the show and do well, or even those who don't do well. Do you keep in touch? Do they send you letters and let you know what's going on in their world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, being on the show for so long, there's so many people. But there's definitely people that I keep in contact with, and some that I'm still really good friends with. With social media, it's really helpful to be able to keep track and to help them as much as I possibly can.
All right, so what does the future hold for you and the Biggest Loser?
Well, I'm looking at a new book. I've done 3 number one New York Times bestseller lists. I'm going to work right now on a cookbook that I'm excited about. So that's kind of where my focus is right now. And also, I'm living in New York part-time, and I'm absolutely loving being in this city, so it's great.
Oh, come up to the Hudson Valley. We're right, you know, just a short ride up the Hudson. Skinny Habits, The 6 Secrets of Thin People. That's your latest book. Give us one of the secrets. One.
Well, I think that one of the secrets is, I was just saying to people, you got to really clean up your environment. You cannot eat sensibly if you've got those tempting foods around you. Get them out. Like I was just talking to someone recently that said, you know, oh, my team lost last night, and all I want to do is eat donuts. I'm like, okay, well, you had those donuts last night. get them out of the house right now because I don't want you eating them the rest of the week.
Assuming there's any left in the box, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, and like Casey said, one thing that you could tell our listeners who either don't follow the show or don't pay enough attention, what would be the one thing that you would say about getting in shape and getting a healthier lifestyle?
First thing I would say is to eliminate sugar out of your diet, all those sugary drinks at the coffee shop or those quote-unquote healthy smoothies. Cut those out and you will lose weight without stepping foot in a gym.
So true.
Thank you, Bob Harper, host of The Biggest Loser. We'll look for you tonight. Will you wave to us, please?
I will wave to you.
Have you been to the gym yet today?
I have not. I've been on the phone. I'm going to do it right when I'm done.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Bob. All the best to you and great success in the future.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bob Harper, the host of The Biggest Loser with Mike and Casey.
Love him. He's great.
Yeah. Well, Oprah was the one that kind of, you know, got him going, or at least one of the people that early in his career featured him.
And early on, maybe 6 years ago on the Health and Happiness Show, he was a guest, and he still stands as one of the greatest guests ever. He just has that little magic that can really connect to people.
Yeah, well, that's why he's so successful, right? He knows what he's doing. Bob Harper, The Biggest Loser host. Look for it tonight on NBC. We got Nick Jonas now, WHUD. So popular, we named the storm after him.